Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't got time for these games. It's a cry of frustration when you're trying to get with somebody and somebody is not acting compliant like they want to get with you. Maybe they want to get with you, but they may want to get with you on their own terms, and you are not able to stabilize them into a situation. But that's how the game goes, whatever the game is. I think that what we should do is define exactly what the game is. What are these games that we speak of? Emma Dunlap? So no more Emily. Oh, we got Emma Dunlap. Well, 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 T. Carrie, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Carrie, and Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, always a great time to see ya. And Emma, done laughing in the house, I said, Emma. All right, cool. Cool, 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 cool. Maybe it's Emily's sister. Anyway, so when we talk about being too old to be playing games, if you've ever said this to a man or have ever had a man say it to you, you know, then we can have this conversation, but we can have the conversation anyway. We can have this conversation anyway. Emma Dunlap says, watch it. My bad. I think I know who it is now. It's definitely got to be the real. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. All right, all right. I see you. She says, couldn't remember my password and my other phone is lost. Wow. Wow. Emma, you too old to be playing games. You too old to be playing games, Emma. Done laughing. All right. Robbie Ming, my big sis doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. All right, so we're talking about you too old to be playing games. If you said it to somebody or if somebody has said it to you, what does it mean? You know, it's not easy getting into a relationship. It's not easy settling into a relationship. Oh, the director's chick on set. T. Carey Wright, thank you for that. Thank you. I said thank you for that super chat. Or is that a super chat? You know, I gotta get this together because see what I can see is not what y'all can see. Y'all have the options of what you can choose to send and all that. I appreciate it. My director's chair is dope. Real dope. Real dope, you know what I'm saying? My bad. I ain't mean to miss nothing. I mean, we're just trying to get this content off. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. Let's go to my brother Ansel Jones. How y'all feeling, man? All right, so if you've ever said this to a man or a man has ever said it to you, you know, what are we really talking about when we start talking about the games? Games that people play. Or the game of love? Is it the game of relationship? Is it the game of deception? What are we talking about when we start talking about somebody being too old to be playing games? And what is the age that somebody is too old to be playing games? Because like I said, I heard it in my 20s. I heard it in my 30s. I heard it in my 40s. I heard it in my 50s. Not necessarily always directed towards me, but it is definitely been directed towards me before. So let's take it from the top. In my 20s, somewhere around age 27, 28, the later 20s, I took it to mean that, you know, somebody is ready to settle down with you and you should be ready to do that. Like if somebody is ready to get with you, if somebody is ready to be monogamous with you, if somebody is ready to settle down with you, if somebody is ready to build a future with you, you should be ready to build the future with them, right? Maybe, maybe not. You still have autonomy. You still have choices. But I guess you're playing games if you don't make your options or your decision to weigh your options clear. Like if you tell somebody that, listen, baby, this ain't Romeo and Juliet. It's me and you. We going to make sure that we take down the world, just us two. And I don't drink brew, and you don't drink liquor, but we going to make sure that we kick this thing like a blicker, blicker. Bam, bam, boom, yo, scram. It's all about me and my baby, no ifs, ands, or maybe. I don't know. But somewhere when a man is supposed to be serious with a woman, if he's not acting compliant, if he's not acting structured, if he's not acting like he really is absolutely 100% sure of what he wants, then he might be accused of playing games. Whether she says it or whether somebody else says it or whether somebody out there in the universe says it. You know, you put it out there. You put it out there. So yeah. Too old to be playing games. Does it mean that somebody is not compliant? Does it mean that somebody is not on the same page with you? Does it mean that somebody is not listening to you? Does it mean that somebody is not being controlled with you? You know, we can make positives or negatives. Well, I believe that this is more of a negative term. We would probably agree that this is more of a negative term than anything else. I think Savoy, build and destroy. Well. What have we here? What's going on, Savoy? What's going on, Savoy? Thanks for coming on through. It's always great to see me, some you. Yeah, it's true. Too old to be playing games. Too old to be playing games. Your girl wants to get married. You want to get married. Maybe you even asked her to get married. But maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't. So, boy, thanks for the super chat. The wow. Y'all trying to make me rich this month? I mean, y'all like, listen, my job, my primary income don't pay me this much. Y'all got to chill. Plus, y'all understand this old, I might not be too old to be playing games, but I'm too old to be, you know, feeling this love and affection. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've lived a whole life of hate. Now, I've been trying to stay there where it's safe. You know, hate is a safe space. It's a safe space. It's nice. It's comfortable. It's safe. Anyway. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Mucho. The wow. I got the wow. I got the director's. I got the director's shares. I mean, that's hot. So too old to be playing games. See, if y'all keep showing love, y'all throwing me off from this topic. Y'all throwing me off from this topic. I'm just promote Colin Ream for the rest of the show. Colin Ream, now that I had 1,000 followers, then we can I can push this miracle vegan drink. Miracles, you know. We got collard greens in here, we got spinach in here, red onion, loads of garlic, we got eggplant in here, we got tomato and mushroom and celery all up in here, and a special seasoning that make it taste. Matter of fact, every time I drink a Colin Ream, I be like, yummy. It's so green. This drink is so green, it'll have you envious. You drink this, you'll be healthy and jealous. That's how green it is. Good stuff, though. Too old to be playing games. When was the last time you said it to somebody? Too old to be playing games. When was the last time somebody said it to you? Too old to be playing games. Have you ever really thought about what it means to be too old to be playing games? Have you ever really thought about it? Have you ever really thought about it? What are we talking about when we say that somebody is too old to be playing games? You know, obviously we're not talking about somebody that's doing what they are supposed to do, or at the very least what we want them to do. Obviously that's not where we are with it. But exactly what is the deeper context of meaning of what we're talking about when we say that somebody is too old to be playing games? Now, I would imagine that if a man is running around with multiple women, and he hasn't settled down or decided to settle down with one, yet he hasn't been honest with any. If he's found out to be doing this, and you don't always have to catch a man in the act. You can often tell what a person is up to by their ways, their actions, their attitude, their demeanor, the way that they come off. There are a lot of clues that you can use in order to flush out what somebody might be doing. They don't always have to confirm it. Surely sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Thanks for coming on through. I'm not sure if it would matter if he was in his 20s, if he was in his 30s, and if he was in his 40s. But the thing is, if a man is young enough, like let's say he's a young man. I'm talking about fresh on the south side of 25. So we talking about somebody 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 years old. Somebody who probably hasn't completed college yet. Somebody who hasn't traveled the world yet. Somebody who hasn't really gained enough experience to be able to speak from a wisdom perspective yet. If he's out there sowing his wild oats and sticking and moving and doing whatever he's doing, people are probably not going to say that he's too old to be playing games. But somebody his own age or around his own age might say it. Because, you know, you always feel like you're in a higher station or farther in your life when you are wherever you are in your life. So when you was 18, you felt like 18 years was a lot of life that you lived. When you were 20, when you were in your 20s, you felt like your 20s was a big station, a large station, a big part of life that needed to be lived. That's all you had to draw from. So, you know, as you start moving into your 30s and your 40s and your 50s or whatever, people expect you to change your behavior. They expect you to become more mature. They expect you to become more sure about what you want. They expect you to start making moves, start solidifying yourself. People expect your maturity to come with honesty. You know, keep it real. You know how people say it all the time. You know, I'm a grown man or I'm a grown woman. Why would a grown man or a grown woman have to lie? I ain't got to lie. And I'm like, so you telling me that only kids lie? Well, I got a whole group of grown-ups that would debunk that. But they might lie about that themselves. We got to flush them out, baby. We got to flush them out. But nonetheless, these are some of the things we're probably talking about when we start talking about somebody is playing games. Playing games. You know, when it comes to this, when I've heard women say, you know, I'm too old to be playing games. You're too old to be playing games or whatever. It's always been interesting to me because I'm thinking like, well, if we're too old to be playing games, then how is it that both of us or all of us are still here? What's the age limit? What does it mean? Well, normally somebody is complaining about whatever is going on in that situation. That's not too hard to understand. Not very hard to understand at all. What is being said is that, listen, I'm trying to quote unquote keep it real with you, but you're not keeping it real with me. You're not keeping it real. You're not being honest with me. You're not being true to me. You're not making me feel comfortable. You're not gaining my trust. You're not solidifying my position with you. And I would really appreciate it if you would do that instead of, you know, being wishy-washy and unreliable and unsure and giving me a lot of uncertainty. And I'm thinking that if you are too old to be playing games or if you're charging somebody else with being too old to be playing games, you're probably talking about somebody that you want to be with who is not acting like they want to be with you. So on one hand, it's a positive thing. I want to be with this woman. I want to be with this man. On the other hand, it's like they're not making me sure or feel secure that they want to be with me. And I need them to show me that they want to be with me. Shout out to Carol Chamber. Let me favorita. Thanks for the super chat or the, these are not super chats, right? These are, what are these things? Hey, you, that's what's up. Carol Chamber, appreciate it. Thank you. Mucho bravo. I'm going to have to set my thing up so I can, you know, so I can give out more, but I can clap it up myself. Matter of fact, let me give y'all all some praise. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Everybody for coming out to the Daily Go Get It Business Show. And more so, I want to thank my people for their gift, super chat, for showing love, loyalty, dedication, membership. Yeah, we're gonna get funky. All right. Thank you. Super stickers. Oh, that's what they're called. Super stickers. Ah, that's dope. Yeah, super stickers. I like. Thank you, y'all. Thank y'all. I appreciate it. And trust me, it's going to go towards a good cause. Beer and chicken. Liquor and crab leg. Okay, just kidding. Too old to be playing games. Too old to be playing games. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Thanks for coming, Norm. Thanks for coming through, my brother. Thanks for coming on out. It's always a great thing to see you. That's without a doubt. Let me see. Hold on. Let me get my spectacles clear so I can see what y'all saying. You know, it says the ones that are not about to lie are about to. Yeah, man. It always raises my eyebrows every time I hear somebody say, you know, why would a grown man or grown woman need to lie? And I'm like, I don't know. Sit in court all day and then answer that question. You know? No, I said it ain't easy being green, no doubt. It ain't easy. Okay, Ansel Jones says that's a conversation that needs to happen early in a relationship. Well, when somebody says that you're too old to be playing games, or that they're too old to be playing games, they're normally talking about, you know, whatever y'all discussed or agreed to as far as y'all relationship status is concerned. Somebody is violating. Somebody is not complying with what y'all agreed to. Somebody is not keeping it a buck. Somebody is not being real. Somebody is not being honest. Somebody is not being true. Somebody is not doing what they said that they were going to do. Somebody is not following through on a promise that they made. Somebody is not making somebody else feel good. You are not creating a comfortable space in this relationship. In my mind, in my heart, you're not doing it for me. I need you to let me know, are you going to barbecue or stew? Are you going to shit or get off the pot? That's all I need to know. That's all we need to know. So when you're looking for answers or searching for answers or asking for answers from somebody and they're not providing the answers that you're looking for, feel like they're playing the game with you. They're playing games with your heart. They're playing games with your mind. They're playing games with your respect. When somebody respects you, when somebody honors you, when somebody loves you, when somebody values you, they don't treat you like you're just a wild card in a deck of 52 cards. They treat you with some type of exclusivity. They treat you with some type of dignity. They treat you with some type of with some type of special care that lets the world know, like, listen, I'm cool with all y'all, But this here, this is mine. This here is where I want to be. Where I want to be. And I agree with that to a certain extent. But when we start talking about being too old to be playing games, sometimes I think that that can be used as a control measure. And I don't have a problem with, I don't have a big problem with somebody being controlling, because you may be controlling for somebody who is out of control. Control can also mean structure. Like, one of us has to know exactly what we're doing and where we're going with this thing. One of us has to. One of us has to be the one that levels the playing field and settles down the thing that we're doing. One of us has to be the reasonable one. One of us has to calm down a situation where somebody else might be too hot-headed or too emotional in order to get anything popping. look what we have here. Little spammers. Okay. Well, anyway, when we start talking about being controlling or playing games or whatever, you know, sometimes a person will say that you're playing games with them just because you're not moving at the pace that they want you to move at. You know, in this internet age and this social media atmosphere, a lot of people really believe in microwaving their way through life. So people are used to getting things at an instant. I like you, you love me instantly. Like, wait a minute, you said you like me, I love you at an instant? Yes. I'm going to catch up with your love, but I need you to love right now. And I need you to show it right now. And then we need to get this thing locked down right now. And then we need to act like we've known each other for 5 years, even though we've only known each other for 5 months. And I need that right now. And if you're not going to do that, it's because you're playing games. It's because you probably still holding on to your ex. It's because you still have your eye on somebody else out there. You got your eye on somebody's profile picture. Eye on somebody's profile picture. Media like that, but a lot of people are, and we would be fooling ourselves to deny the impact that social media has had on our relationships, on our friendships, on our ability to form and develop friendships. Because really, when we start talking about being too old to be playing games, a lot of times we're talking about somebody who is trying to make something happen really fast, and you might not be on that pace. Maybe you're the type that really wants to, you know, sit back, take a stroll, smell the flowers, enjoy the scenery. But they telling you, no, I need you to get these horse shades together. And I need you to see nothing but me. Me. I need you to see nothing but me. Do you see me? No, not to the right, not to the left. Right here, right here. Be right here. Have no fear. Be right. It's Throwback Thursday, y'all. Shout out to SWV. Right here. Be right here. Be right here. That's right. That's right. 1993. Great year. Great year, baby. Narcissistic. Cap Chamberlain. Good looking. Sorry, I was slow at getting them. Oh, you hit him up, Cal. You hit him up. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. That's right. 15 in the clip. 15 in the clip. But yeah, somebody might be too slow or moving too slow for you. And maybe they're comfortable moving at a fast pace. And it might not be for bad reasons. Maybe, listen, when you've been love starved, when you've been wrung out in a relationship, you've just been through the relationship ringer, and you don't really feel like you got a whole lot of moisture left. You see something that you like, you might want to get that under wraps quickly so you can get to a place where you're feeling more comfortable. Man, I got a Charlie horse on my arms. Hold on, y'all. Ow! 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 Like, every time I do this, I'm over here trying to pull and play it off. I'm in pain. Y'all can't see it. But this is how you get rid of a Charlie horse instantly. The mustard. Mustard. And that kills it. Like, in the next 60 seconds, I won't have any more pain. Oh. Ow. 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 Yup. It's actually starting. Y'all might not believe it, but it's working already. Yes. 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 Beta. Much beta. But yeah. So like I was talking about. Like I was talking about. You know, when you've been through a lot of trauma in your relationships, lying, cheating, playing games, whatever the case may be, you know, and you get with somebody that you seem like you really get along with, somebody that you, it seems like, will be there for you, somebody that you really feel like you can gel with, somebody that you get along with very, very well. You might want to say to them, like, listen, let's, you know, if I'm feeling you and you feeling me, then let's go ahead and finalize this thing. Do you want to go steady? Steady, baby. Do you want to go steady? Steady with me. Y'all know what I'm talking about? So it's not, when somebody accuses you of playing games, it's not always because they're trying to be overly controlling or possessive of you, or, you know, trying to take you away from all of your family and friends. They may just really want you for themselves, and they want to get to a place where they can feel even more comfortable than you have made them feel. But if they feel like you're only treating them like a drop in the bucket or like a notch on your belt, then it's going to be hard for them to get comfortable with you. Now, they may still love you enough to play the game with you, because that happens. It normally happens against our will. We don't want to love somebody so much that they could put us in a vulnerable position to get used, to get fronted on, to get embarrassed, or humiliated. We don't want anybody to do that to us. We want to be with somebody who makes us feel comfortable, nice and comfy. But when two people aren't on the same page, you can make the mistake or the accusation that somebody is playing games with you. They may not be playing games with you in their mind, but in yours, they are. They may not be being dishonest with you, but that's the way you feel. And sometimes your feelings override facts. We know that a lot of times our feelings don't support the facts. But sometimes our feelings override facts. The Daily Go Get It Is a show, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about too old to be playing games. When was the last time you said it? When was the last time you felt it? When was the last time you had somebody say it to you? Telling the truth? Is that what you do? Playing games. I mean, there are plenty of people out there who play games with people's hearts, and they know that they're playing games. But it could be for different reasons. Like, I don't know if everybody has experienced this, but if you've ever been in a situation where somebody likes you too fast or too much, like maybe you like a person, but like I said, you know, you're used to pacing yourself. You're used to getting to know a person before you just, you know, go all out with them and start making declarations about your future together. And somebody else might only need a little bit of information on you, and they're ready to do crazy things like move in. Like, yo, I've only known you for like a month, and you already talking about us moving in together? Like, where they do that? I ain't breaking no lease for you. But for some people who are used to living with somebody that they are dealing with all the time, you not wanting to move in with them might be because you want you still want to entertain other company at your house. Now, to some of us, that sounds ridiculous. But for others of us, that's like, yeah. I mean, if you don't own your home, you're paying rent. Why wouldn't you want to split the rent and have things be cheaper? Why wouldn't you want to be up under your boo 24/7? Why wouldn't you want to be able to roll over in the middle of the night and why wouldn't you want that? That might be what they're saying. That might be what they're saying to you. Or that might be what you're saying to them in their mind. Will women be saying, you got all this. All this belongs to you. You going to sacrifice all this? All this? All this, I'm ready to give this all to you. Huh? What was the fastest y'all ever moved in with somebody? Some of y'all might have moved in with somebody that you've only known for a couple of months, maybe a few months. Some of y'all may have never moved in with anybody. Some of y'all may have moved in with somebody after a year or two. Nara says, 1 week? Well, sheesh. You serious, my brother? 1 week? Gosh. Now, that's fast. Whose idea was it? Hers? You? I hope one of y'all was homeless at least. Like, yo, I got to get you off of these streets. You got to stop. You can't be sleeping in your car. I got to rescue you from your cousin's house. You can't. Let me rescue the couch from you. And so Jones says, you can tell when you put your priorities. No, you can tell when you put priorities in order, they're not included. Mm. Emma Dunlap says, I'll never move in with anyone, but I've been here at my friend's place for the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And she say he's just a friend. And she say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you move in with me. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Hey, the choice is yours. Sometimes you're feeling it like that. Sometimes you're not. But it's your choice about whether to follow through with that or not. It really is up to you. But your refusal or your hesitance to do so might have somebody saying that you're playing games with them. And you too old to be playing games. Like, what you mean you don't want to move in with me, Emma? Why not? You got something else going on? Is there something here that you don't, is there something where you are that you don't want nobody else to see? Or you don't want me to see? What we doing? Narcel says, I was on the needy side of it, but the next 2 months were hell. Yo, man, them snap, speedy decisions. Listen, man, there is love and grace and humility in helping somebody get on their feet. But some people only help you get on your feet so they can stomp you or knock you back down up off of your feet. Because I don't want to bore you with it. Oh, but I love you. I love you. I love you. I don't know. Sometimes that hand that feeds you will be the same hand that smacks you. And they still tell you that you playing games. And that's why they smack you with that hand. You mean to tell me I did all of this for you. I was everything for you. I did everything for you. And this is the thanks I get. You ain't have nothing before I came around. You playing games. Playing games. You was never really down before. You playing games. You playing games. You didn't know how to dress before me. Yo, you playing games. You playing games. You ain't even have a TV of your own. You playing games. You playing games. You ain't have no bed. You ain't have no TV. Ain't have a good pair of shoes. You ain't have no suit. Couldn't go to court. You ain't have really nothing to lose. Actually, and you had already lost everything, so you ain't had nothing to lose. And I brought you in here, gave you a shirt on your back and a brand new pair of shoes. And you want to treat me like I'm a second-class citizen. This is what I'm about to put you out of your misery. But I'll put you out of this crib right now, see? Bye-bye. You go play games with somebody else. You bum. In a scenario like that, is she playing games or are you playing games? Sometimes, man, you got to watch out for people who give you money. You got to watch out for people who give you a place to stay. They might be moving you into a lavish prison. And I'm not saying or promoting anyone to be suspicious or unappreciative of anybody who is reaching out and giving out. But there are levels. There are levels to these things, and there are motives to these things. And some of those motives might be the games that we're talking about. We about to do these birthday shout-outs, baby. Now, it says, it was rough. It was a rough period, to say the least. I'm going to believe me some you. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. September 22nd, first day of autumn, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Adrian Hampton. Happy birthday to you. And Sharice Abbott Holder, turning 44 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Sylvie Massenet, turning 34 years old today. And Mudreen Niarco, turning 25 years old today. And Bernard Williams, happy birthday to you. And my girl Marjorie Wilcox, turning 73 years old today. And Glenn P. Butler, turning 61 years old today. And David McFadden, my brother, going all the way back to the 1984, turning 51 years old today. And Sharon Rose Guyton, happy birthday to you. And Jules Mercia Outelantalo, turning 28 years old today. And my girl, Judy Carter. I'm not even saying her last name. Nah, I'm not doing it. Judy Carter, Bomb Harder, a light-skinned terror. Happy birthday to you on this last day of Virgo. And last but not least, my girl. My girl going all the way back to the 2009, Tanja Robinson. Happy birthday. No, 2006, Tanja Robinson. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. Glorious, glorious. September 22nd. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on and do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on and do the damn. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen to what I said I listen to what I say because they play them games almost every day. Too old to be playing games, y'all. What does it mean? Well, it doesn't really matter what it says to the world or what it means to the world. It matters what it means to you. If somebody is making you feel uncomfortable, if somebody is making you feel unsure, if somebody is making you feel uncertain, if somebody is making you feel like you don't want to feel, they're playing games with your heart. You're breaking my heart. Breaking my heart. Okay. So the decision has to be made, and we are all a product of our decision. Are you going to decide to stay? Are you going to decide to move on? Whatever the case may be, just know that there are going to be consequences to both. Sometimes the consequences of staying is that you can continue to feel like somebody's playing games with you, and you can continue to remain in a stressful situation. Sometimes the consequences of leaving are that you really missed the person, you never really gave them a chance, and you have to wonder what it might have been or what you could have had if you would have been a little bit more patient at the time. And you might wind up having to eat a little crow and go back to them, because they might, you might have felt like they was playing games with you, but they might not have been. They might not have did nothing to you. They do nothing to you. Anyway, I want y'all to have a great night. No exceptions. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Mizzle show. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This has been another installment of the Daily Go Get a Mizzle show. I hope y'all enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So, my blog talkers, I'm going to get you on up out of here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.